Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Thursday morning from Citizens Bank Park, home, of course, of the Phils, and where the Phils are going to play a game today. Phils and the Padres back at it. Phils with an impressive victory last night. Obviously, it was one of those Zach Eflin specials that you get a couple times a year, and he certainly did it last night. Great job by him. Great job by the Eagles yesterday with the acquisition of James Bradberry. We'll be all over talking about that. Of course, the Phils with another game today, 1 o'clock game right here on WIP, so be tuned for that. Of course, we'll mix in the Sixers and more. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, pal. How are you?
Good. The humpback whale produces the loudest noise of the entire animal kingdom. No, sorry. I made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
The sperm whale is the loudest animal in kingdom Animalia.
All right.
Never would have thought it. 233 decibels is how loud they can click. Now, when I read, when I researched what a decibel, you know, what that would sound like. It says the death of hearing tissue occurs at 194 decibels.
Wow.
The loudest sound possible is 200 decibels, yet the sperm whale can make 233 decibels.
How about that? I'll tell you what I think maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe can make more noise than the sperm whale is like the 5,000 kids that are already at the ballpark, John.
You're right.
The game's in 3 hours. But I don't know. I don't think gates have officially opened. I won't assume they have because normally I think it's a little later. But there is some sort of pregame activity involving somewhere between 5,000 and 5 million kids.
It is.
And it's cool. It's great.
More active, more action going on around us than normally this time, this far ahead of the game.
Yeah.
But it's great to see. A lot of enthusiasm. Everyone is feeling pretty good after last night.
There's always excitement when you get to the ballpark. But I remember as a kid, man, if you're like 10 years old, for me, it was obviously walking into the vet and for these guys at Citizens Bank Park. So, good stuff. All right, we'll get to the Phils and last night, and a great job by Wheeler shortly. Of course, phone calls all day, 215-592-9494. It is fun for us, by the way, to be back. We have not been here since near the end of the 2019 season. I mean, we've been to games, but we haven't done a show from here in this newly wrapped booth that we used to do shows in, six, seven, eight times a year. First time, obviously, since pre-pandemic, so we're happy to be back again.
Wow.
First time since probably September or August of 2019. Think about that.
Holy cow.
Right, John? Right?
Yeah, it is great to be back.
All right, let's get to the Birds because they made a big move yesterday, and it broke during our show. The James Bradberry acquisition. You know, it's crazy to think that the Eagles have added this much talent in one offseason, but they have. And I'll say this just as a starting point of conversation. I think it's fair to say the Eagles have positioned themselves as a playoff team in 2022. I believe that. But now the bar, John, is raised even beyond that. What seemed implausible just a couple of weeks ago, certainly in March when we were really frustrated, they hadn't made many moves in free agency. What seemed implausible at that time that they could win the division now seems clearly within reach. And what seemed, John, even more implausible at that time, frankly, it seemed off the table that they could do damage in the postseason, like actually win postseason games, rattle cages, and be a threat in the NFC, be a contender, a true contender.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also now seems squarely within reach. Look, I'll say this. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494 on the Bradberry acquisition, what Howie's done this offseason, how the Eagles are positioned, also on the Phils from last night. As we sit here today, John, I feel more excited about the coming Eagles season than any Bird season since the start of 2019. That was coming off of that Saints playoff game when the Eagles were in the final eight. I think the pressure, we all know, is definitely on Hurts, definitely on Sirianni, and definitely on Jonathan Gannon, because talent has been added, so those three guys really come under the microscope. They got to prove it. But with A.J. Brown, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Hassan Reddick, and now James Bradberry, honest to God, John, I feel phenomenal about this Eagles offseason and how they have positioned themselves for 2022. And by the way, beyond. I mean, to a large extent, we're focused on 2022. Other than James Bradberry, all these guys are under contract. 2023, 2024, they are well positioned. John, your thoughts on what has happened?
Howie Roseman has been amazing this year. He has so redeemed himself in my eyes. He has put together a roster I never could have, you know, dreamed of, hoped for, however you want to term that. The biggest question mark for me right now is the guys who put the players in position. You know, our offensive and defensive coordinators, Nick Sirianni, Jonathan Gannon. Now that you've got no excuses, how good will you be? And we don't really know the answer to that. What I do know is that our Achilles heel last season was playing against good quarterbacks. We looked foolish.
Yep.
We could not hold up. How do you beat good quarterbacks? You get them off their spot. You get them on the ground. You get a pass rush. You generate pressure, and you have elite coverage corners.
Yep.
You're able to cover up the receivers, make them hold onto the ball, give your pass rush time to get there. Think of how what Howie's done this offseason works hand in hand. We've added all these athletes at the second level in the linebacker core. We've added, you know, Hassan Reddick is a edge rusher slash linebacker. You could say that about several of these players. I mean, you could Kaiser White. You can feature in that capacity also. These are guys who can blitz. They can get there. I'm excited about Josh Sweat, the next step he'll take.
But to be clear, he's got to take it.
He absolutely
because
does.
Let me say
he
this, absolutely does. John, the bar is raised now. And guys like Josh Sweat, who
kind of
floated through the year. He really did.
He did. At the end of the year, he came on strong. And I like the raw, like, measurables and the potential that he's got. And you hear only great things about the way this guy performs, you know, day-to-day, practice-wise. You know, he's working at his craft. I appreciate that. But just think about how much better we are equipped to thwart these opposing quarterbacks. I don't care how good you are. If your receivers are covered up, and we still do have safety issues, but
no question.
I actually have gained faith in what's to come. You know, I don't think Howie's done this for, you know, prior to the season. I think we will pick up a veteran safety somewhere along the way. Maybe it's 3 weeks into training camp when he's released somewhere else. I don't know, but I'm positive that Howie is on a heater right now. And he told Angelo, "I got you, bro."
Right.
And I thought it made me sort of gag. I hated the sound of it. I believe him now. He's going about this offseason in exactly the right way. We are better equipped to do those big things. And to your point, this is a playoff team. Our schedule, praise all that our schedule shaped up the way that it did. We are going to be in a position to do some damage, as you said. And to me, all the pressure's on these schemers.
Look,
both
I want
well
for sure. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the James Bradberry signing, and just trying to measure up how good you think the Eagles now are. They're good. I mean, look, they already had the only thing they had last year that was truly good was the offensive line, and it was great. They had a great offensive line. They should have that again. You never quite know from an injury standpoint what's going to bite you, but they certainly enter the season with a great offensive line. They enter the season with a really impressive duo of wide receivers. They have a top five tight end in football. They have good enough running backs. And, man, if Miles Sanders could ever put it together, like really, because he never has put it together. We'll see if he – he doesn't have to, but it'll make it easier if he does.
Hold on. I want to go back.
Go ahead.
You said a really impressive duo of receivers.
Yeah.
I think DeVonta Smith is, you know, he needs to be better.
I think you dogged him a little bit, John. He's pretty damn good.
He was productive. No, you're right. He's pretty good. Now he's a first round draft pick. You hope that he becomes a game changer.
Yeah.
And I understand last year there's a lot more focus on him from defenses because there was no one else. I think that'll help him this year. I hope that he takes advantage of the way coverages will be tilted the other way. And I think he will. But I'm not ready to say that we're sold on DeVonta. I am sold on A.J. Brown. And I think that makes it easier for DeVonta. It makes it easier for
Dallas
Goedert.
I'm sold on DeVonta is very good.
And then I don't know.
I'm not sold on DeVonta is truly great,
okay.
But I am sold on
he's
him
good.
As very no, he's
okay,
very
that's fair.
Good.
He's good. I'm reserving my opinion on that.
Yep.
And I have no idea who's next in our receiving corps. I don't know that.
Well, I think it's a camp battle between Pascal and Quez Watkins, and guys go duke it out and see who emerges.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, that's good. Hey, 215-592-9494. Well, they are. Also, there is the reality of the defensive improvement. And I also just think for us as a fan base, just how exciting it is to finally have defensive playmakers. I mean, come on. Our town grew up on defense.
Changes everything.
It was like something happened with the Eagles about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, where they just sort of they turned the spotlight on offense and they dimmed down the defense as far as focus and salary cap.
Oh my gosh, man.
You know, just what they would put in, resources. And I am truly excited that when we go down to the link in this fall, when there's a third and six, we can actually get up on our feet, scream and holler, clap our hands, make noise, trying to distract the opposing quarterback with the belief that, you know, the opposing quarterback's not going to convert that third and six.
Right.
Well, because how deflating has it been the last couple of years? Because, you know, you got to, oh, yeah, woo! But, like, when some scrub is your pass rusher, when some scrub is your cornerback, you knew, even in those moments, that things probably weren't going to work out great because they didn't have good enough talent. They actually really have talent now. I'll tell you
They've
this.
Got
I think
so much talent. It's been – what a shift. What a shift. You know, 1 year of Jonathan Gannon, I know that we all have our doubts about what, you know, what he's going to do schematically. And last year it wasn't reassuring to me. But he must have had some input on the personnel that we've acquired. He said, hey, guys, we're trying to run a 3-4 base, and we've got, like, one linebacker we can trust.
Yeah.
Let's make it a focus of this offseason to add to that linebacking core. To me, a linebacker is the pithiness, like the core of a defense. Those are the guys that make plays, that make things happen, that make a defense intimidating. And we never, going to your point, going back to Andy Reid, they've focused on bringing in these tiny little linebacker guys. We've now added explosive, I mean, through the roof, like fly around, make plays, can blitz them, can do all sorts of versatile
things
with them.
How about this? Go get the ball.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing.
Fly, Sean, and swarm.
Because
and we now have five linebackers that are exciting.
Yeah, I look, a lot of people look at defense as stop the other team, and obviously that is fundamentally the objective. But the other objective, if you're good enough to achieve it, is in the process of stopping the other team, go get the football. Go give your quarterback a 30-yard field to go be able to score a touchdown instead of 75 yards. Look, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Your reaction on the Bradberry signing, how good are the Birds? Again, 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
I got some heat for being less enthused about the schedule. While easy, I still felt like we were a single-digit win team. with the way things have come together, yeah. I mean, I've had a major, like a cosmic shift in my whole mentality. Like, this has finally come to the point where a lot of people were saying double digits. I thought that was foolish for wins for this team. It feels to me like 11 has become the floor of my expectations for this team. And when I think about what an 11-win team is, I know that's a playoff team. If some things go right for us, we're talking about a potential, I don't know, easier route through the postseason, which sets you up for success in the postseason, which, to your point, is something that's, of course, a goal, something I thought nearly unattainable, but the time has arrived that it's real.
Well,
this team will do damage in the postseason, in part because our schedule allows us to win, you know, 12, 13 games. That is an elite record that gives you real potential to, I don't know, shock the world.
Yeah,
this team can shock the world.
Look, it's pretty cool, man. We want to hear from everyone. 215-592-9494. We also today and short show. We're here till 12:30 into the Phillies game this afternoon. Phils and Padres at 1:00. We are going to give away a pair of tickets to the Phils Giants game. That game happening June 1st, coming up in about 2 weeks, 6 o'clock game that night. It's Top Gun night that night at the ballpark. We'll be here. You can join us. We're going to be amongst about 30 listeners. Tickets available at phillies.com. When you call in today, John will give you a pop culture trivia question. If you get the question right, you'll be in the running for the drawing at the end of the show to win the tickets. Now, John, give me a little taste of a pop culture trivia question. See how I do, and then right to the phone lines.
How many colors are there in the rainbow?
More than I can imagine. 9.
How many? Really?
I don't know. How many is it?
Roy G. 7. Biv, man. You never learned Roy G. Biv at any point in your life.
R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
I felt like that was like second grade or something. First grade.
It is
Roy
second
G.
grade. Honest to God, guys, that thing you just did, what's it called?
Roy G. Biv.
Never heard of it.
You did go to school.
Yeah, I went to school. But
they taught that.
We either didn't cover that part or I was thinking about Mike Schmidt in 1987, not paying attention to the teacher. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Hopefully you do better with your answer than I did with mine. You get it right, you'll be in the running for the Phils Giants tickets coming up in 2 weeks. Let's go to Pat in Collegeville. Hello, Pat.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pat.
So I just want to talk about the Eagles real quick. I think all I've heard over the past couple of days since we signed Bradberry is, well, now we need Hurts to be an elite quarterback. Personally, I don't think we need Hurts to be an elite quarterback. If we can run the ball like we did last year with this defense, I think Hurts has to be average and we can win.
Well, there is some truth to that. I mean, average, if you have a good enough roster, average can make you a great team. Jimmy Garoppolo was probably average at best over the last couple of years, and they got to 2 NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl. They almost, by the way, they almost won that Super Bowl. If Tyreek Hill doesn't catch like a 4th-and-15 heave by Patrick Mahomes, the 49ers would have won that Super Bowl. So to your point, Pat, yes, you can be outstanding with an average quarterback. But what we also know is that it's a lot harder. You know, if Jalen Hurts can take a step, not be elite, because I don't think anyone expects him to be elite, but if he can be above average, then the Eagles are cooking in a different way.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that if Hurts takes one step forward from a rookie quarterback to a middle-of-the-road, above-average quarterback, we have a chance to really make a run at it.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
And
I
feel secure in that expectation that he will take a step. I mean, he will improve, and I agree with this concept. The rest of the team is good enough that now it's not going to be like taking candy from a baby, going out there and running all over people the way that we did last year. Defenses are going to stack against us, which makes it, I think a lot of emphasis goes on Jalen Hurts because we're envisioning these stacked boxes and teams saying, okay, we're going to make Jalen beat us.
Hey, Pat.
I think he's good enough to beat teams.
Pat, you got a chance to join us for the June 1st Phillies game. John's got a pop culture trivia question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
What female character is the star of the Tomb Raider video game series?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know is not a correct answer.
Do you have any idea, Joe?
What you said?
Pretty famous.
Again?
Tomb Raider. Who's the female
actress?
Star?
It's
not the actress.
No, like the video
that
game
Lara
series.
Croft thing.
Boom!
Hey!
This guy.
Wow. Look at this guy. Joe? Look at this guy. Robert and Glenn Olden. Good morning, Robert. Robert. I think Robert was scared away by my Lara Croft knowledge. I got to say, it is daunting sometimes for people to come to the table when you know that, you know, the reality is, how could you possibly know more than me when I know, Tomb Raider. I'm just joking around. Let's go to Derek and Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's up, Joe? You got some smoke in your voice today.
Yeah, we're excited, man. You know, the Bradbury signing is a big one.
It changed everything.
Excited about the Eagles, man. The sun ain't shining yet, but it'll be out at some point today. So that's a good start. So, John, this is my thing, though. I hear all the callers, they keep calling in bashing Hurts, right? I just think he got the kind of mindset. His last game against the Buccaneers, like, he was trash. We could all agree to that. Yeah. I just think that he has no – all he could do was build off of that, right?
Yeah, he's made no excuses about the fact that he had surgery after the season on an ankle. Like, when you go back and examine his willingness to take off and run at the end of the season after that ankle injury, he was hampered by that thing. And you don't hear him pointing the finger at that. He is so dangerous. We forget what it feels like when we play a team that's got a real threat to, you know, at quarterback to tuck the ball and go run for a first down on a third and long, just, you know, using his legs and athleticism. He's so dangerous, and he doesn't have to improve much in terms of his, like, understanding and like comprehension and diagnosis of defenses to be just such a weapon. I'm excited that this guy's going to prove doubters wrong this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I'll say
when
this,
that happens, the rest Derek, of the team is so solid that everything just works hand in hand.
Look, Derek, I'm not going to get carried away on the Hurts thing. He's got a shot.
He's got a shot to be all right.
But he's got a shot.
How is that getting carried away, saying that this guy will take a step, he will improve this year, and when you factor in everything he can do, he makes it so difficult for a defense to be right.
That's fair. Everything you just said is fair. What I think is, I don't know if the term's unfair, I'll just say there are some people that I believe, many listeners and callers and fans out there of the Eagles, that assume that Jalen Hurts will take a big step forward. I don't assume that. He might. He might not. He might not. Derek, John's got a pop culture question for you.
All right, John.
Tommy. Yeah, I'm trying. Tommy, Chucky, and Angelica were the stars of which Nickelodeon cartoon?
I saw an 18, bro. I have no clue.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is not a tough one.
Wait, who is it, James?
Rugrats, man.
James, less than 20% of people.
They made
that.
A Rugrats movie, man. Like,
I think
for our audience, I think the majority of our audience would know that.
There's no way over 50% of people listening knew that answer was Rugrats. There's no way.
Maybe 50%. I think it's easier than you think, Joe.
All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, coming up, John Clark, the man is a marvel. He did it again. There's a big acquisition in Philadelphia sports. John Ritchie, who do you think was at the airport to greet James Bradbury?
Can't imagine. The guy is tireless.
It's unbelievable. John Clark's conversation with Bradbury, what Bradbury had to say at the airport, you'll hear that. Also, we'll open up the conversation with the Phils as well. A tremendous job by Zach Wheeler yesterday, and an opportunity for the Phils today to try to get to 500. All that and more, plus your phone calls. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's a short show. If you want to win those tickets to the June 1st game, today's the day to call in. Because if you get the pop culture trivia question right, you got a great shot to win the tickets and join us for the game. 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.